From Storyflow Daily, the day's top 10, June 3rd. The Storyflow Daily Brief for June 3rd. Here are the 10 most trending stories from the last day across the open web. First, from Simon Owens Media Newsletter, how a weekly PDF became one of Africa's most innovative news products. The Continent is a weekly PDF newspaper that has become one of Africa's most innovative news products. It was launched in April 2020 by Sipho Kings and Simon Allison, who had a deep understanding of the crisis facing legacy media. They had seen advertising dollars flow to tech platforms, news organizations shed thousands of journalists, and publishers become dependent on search engines and social media algorithms. Kings had experienced the collapse of traditional media firsthand, starting his journalism career in 2011 as a climate and environment reporter at a respected South African newspaper. He began to question whether the problem was journalism itself or the way it was being distributed. The answer he and Allison landed on was to package journalism into a single weekly edition designed for smartphones, which would be sent to readers through WhatsApp, Signal, Telegram, or email. The Continent has grown to have tens of thousands of readers and a distributed team across multiple countries. The publication challenges many assumptions about how digital media needs to work, and it has built a sustainable media business outside the traditional web ecosystem. The PDF format has created a deeper relationship with readers, who receive a finite, curated experience that is designed specifically for phones. The idea for The Continent came about after Kings and Allison spent months discussing what had gone wrong with digital journalism. They concluded that publishers had sacrificed the best qualities of newspapers in their transition to the web, replacing a finite, curated experience with an endless stream. They wanted to adapt the newspaper format for the digital age, creating a weekly publication that looked like a magazine but behaved like a digital native product. The timing of the launch was also significant, as it coincided with the COVID pandemic, which was accelerating layoffs and cutbacks across the journalism industry. At the same time, audiences across Africa were already consuming much of their information through messaging apps, particularly WhatsApp. The Continent's insight was to bring journalism into the platforms where readers already spent their time, rather than forcing them to come to a website. Second, from Letras Libras, Patria o Narco contra Patria o Yanquis. A recent exchange of attacks between the opposition and the governing populists has taken on a deeper meaning, with each side seeking to define the narrative of current events. The opposition is trying to challenge the government's interpretation of the facts and offer an alternative perspective. The government has been accused of attempting to distract from its own issues by blaming external factors, such as foreign influence. In response, the opposition is highlighting the problems of corruption and organized crime within the country. This has led to a clash between two competing slogans, one emphasizing patriotism and the other criticizing the influence of external powers. The opposition's message is centered around the idea of a country free from the influence of organized crime, while the government is trying to rally support by emphasizing the need to defend the nation against foreign interference. This divide reflects a deeper struggle for power and control, with each side seeking to shape the national conversation and define the country's values and priorities. The outcome of this struggle will likely have significant implications for the country's future, as it will determine which vision for the nation prevails. The opposition's ability to challenge the government's narrative and offer a compelling alternative will be crucial in shaping the course of events. As the debate continues, it remains to be seen which side will ultimately succeed in defining the meaning of the current events and shaping the country's trajectory. Third, from Fosso Collector. These award-winning are now available as prints. Several award-winning paintings from this month's Bold Brush Awards have already been purchased by collectors. For a limited time, select works are available as high-quality prints. These prints are carefully produced to preserve the color, detail, and character of the original pieces, which were chosen from thousands of submissions. The available prints include Protector by Kristen Santucci, a dreamlike and mystical work. These pieces were selected by the contest judge and jury as standout works from the February contest. They offer a unique opportunity to own award-winning art at a more accessible level. The prints are not generic reproductions, but rather carefully crafted to capture the essence of the original paintings. This allows art enthusiasts to bring high-quality, award-winning art into their homes. The limited-time availability of these prints makes them a rare and special opportunity for collectors and art lovers. The select works available as prints were chosen for their exceptional quality and character. They represent some of the best works from the February contest, and their limited time availability makes them a unique chance to own a piece of award-winning art. The high-quality prints are a great way to own and appreciate award-winning art without the high cost of an original piece. With their careful production and limited availability, these prints are a special opportunity for art enthusiasts to enhance their collections. Fourth, from art direction, the editorial budget collapse. The fashion industry has undergone significant changes in recent years, particularly in regards to editorial budgets. The traditional system, where magazines would commission editorials with substantial budgets, has collapsed. This system was the driving force behind iconic fashion images, with photographers like Avedon, Newton, and Burden producing work that defined the industry. However, with the decline of print advertising revenue, brands have shifted their focus to digital and social media, and now often commission their own content directly. As a result, editorial budgets have shrunk, and the creative freedom that came with them has disappeared. The cover of a magazine, once a showcase for the magazine's image making, is now largely a celebrity-driven press deliverable, with the celebrity's team controlling the creative direction. This has led to a proliferation of deliverables, with photographers expected to produce multiple images, videos, and social media content in a single shoot day. The net effect is that working image makers are now expected to produce high-quality content with limited resources and creative freedom. The job of a photographer has become more logistical than creative, with a focus on capturing multiple deliverables in a short amount of time. This has resulted in technically competent but visually forgettable images, with the creative idea often taking a backseat to the demands of the celebrity's team and the brand's marketing goals. The only editorials that seem to be pushing the boundaries of fashion image making are those that are self-financed by photographers or produced by independent magazines. These models allow for more creative freedom, but they also rely on the photographer or team working for credit rather than payment. The traditional magazine editorial is no longer a viable way for image makers to produce high-quality, creative work, and the industry is struggling to adapt to this new reality. The collapse of editorial budgets has had a profound impact on the fashion industry, with the types of images that can be produced shrinking along with the budgets. The industry is now focused on producing safe, commercially viable content rather than taking risks and pushing the boundaries of fashion image making. This shift has significant implications for the future of fashion, and it remains to be seen how the industry will evolve in response to these changes. The changes in the fashion industry are a result of three major shifts that occurred between 2010 and 2020. The first shift was the decline of print advertising revenue, as brands moved their advertising budgets to digital and social media. The second shift was the rise of brands commissioning their own content directly, rather than working with magazines. The third shift was the increasing focus on celebrity-driven content, with celebrities and their teams exerting more control over the creative direction of magazine covers and editorials. These shifts have all contributed to the collapse of editorial budgets and the decline of creative freedom in the fashion industry. Fifth, from paint here. Why do you paint so small? The artist often gets asked why they paint so small, with most of their work being done in miniature paintings and sketchbooks. They explain that this is a deliberate choice with several benefits. For one, it allows them to work in small, unlikely spaces, such as a diner booth or a supermarket. Additionally, the small scale makes it easier to capture fleeting moments and changing light, and to focus on the essentials of a scene without getting bogged down in complexity. The artist also appreciates the freedom that comes with working small. If a piece doesn't turn out well, it's no big deal. They can simply scrub it down or start over. This freedom to take risks is important, as it allows them to try new things and experiment with different techniques. They also like that their sketchbooks can be easily stored and transported, and that they can be used to create a sense of sequence and narrative. Working in sketchbooks also allows the artist to keep their work private, at least initially. They can paint something personal or experimental without worrying about what others will think, and then share it later if they choose to. The small scale also makes it easier to complete a piece in one sitting, which can be satisfying and help to build momentum. The artist notes that their sketchbooks have become like illustrated writer's notebooks, with a mix of writing and drawing. They enjoy the process of creating these small, intimate works, and they appreciate the fact that they can be preserved and protected in a way that larger pieces cannot. Ultimately, the artist is happy with their choice to work small, and they feel that it has allowed them to develop a unique and personal style. The artist's use of small scale also allows them to capture the truth of nature in a way that photographs cannot. They can record the changing light and colors of the world around them, and create a sense of immediacy and spontaneity. This approach has been influenced by other artists, such as Charles Barg, who were able to pack a lot of information into small, detailed paintings. Overall, the artist's choice to work small is a deliberate one, driven by a desire for freedom, flexibility, and intimacy. It has allowed them to develop a unique style and approach, and to create a body of work that is both personal and meaningful. 6. From Tierra du Papel. Lea Antis du Fim de Samana. The idea that words can carry smaller words within them is fascinating, and it can reveal new layers of meaning. For example, the word corageum, which means courage, is 43% composed of the word age, highlighting the connection between courage and taking action. This connection can serve as a subtle reminder to take the first step towards a goal. The concept of time and practice is also important, as the phrase metida da habilidade e acute idade suggests that half of any skill is developed over time. This idea can be applied to any project or goal, and it serves as a reminder that consistent practice is key to improvement. Even starting small, such as dedicating one day a week to a new habit, can lead to significant progress over time. By committing to a new habit just once a week, it is possible to accumulate 30 moments of practice by the end of the year. This can be applied to various activities, such as writing, photography, or exercise. The idea is that even small, consistent efforts can lead to significant progress and improvement. The power of repetition and practice can have a profound impact on personal growth and development. It can be helpful to reflect on past experiences and how they have shaped current skills and abilities. By recognizing the value of consistent practice, it is possible to overcome obstacles and make progress towards goals. The idea of exploring the meanings of words and their potential alternative uses is also an interesting topic. Some words may not convey the expected meaning, and it can be fun to imagine alternative definitions. This creative exercise can help to develop a deeper understanding of language and its complexities. Ultimately, the key to making progress and achieving goals is to take the first step and be consistent in practice and effort. By embracing this mindset and being open to new experiences and learning, it is possible to cultivate new habits and skills, and to make meaningful progress over time. 7th, from Exploding Unicorn by James Breakwell. Discussion thread, your loudest day. The discussion is about the loudest sound people have ever experienced. Some individuals may have been to loud events like IndyCar races, while others may have encountered naturally loud occurrences such as volcanic eruptions. Everyday situations can also be extremely loud, such as dealing with an upset toddler. The goal is to gather stories from people about the loudest sounds they have heard and how they experienced them. People are encouraged to share their own stories in the comments, discussing the loudest sounds they have encountered and the circumstances surrounding these events. This can include a wide range of situations, from attending loud concerts or sporting events to experiencing natural disasters. The discussion aims to collect a variety of stories and anecdotes from people who have been in extremely loud situations. By sharing these stories, people can compare their experiences and find out if others have been in similar situations. The topic is open to any type of loud sound, whether it was a one-time event or a recurring situation. People can share their stories and hear about the experiences of others, creating a collection of loud sound stories. 8th, from Mark Atwood's Diary of a Conspiracy Theorist. The human genome is failing, but I am an optimist. The article is not about the human genome, but rather an introduction to Steve Judd, a world-famous astrologer. Steve Judd has a large following on YouTube and shares his knowledge of astrology with his audience. He was interviewed to discuss his journey with astrology and what it means to him. The conversation also explored what astrology can reveal about the future of humanity. Steve Judd's work can be found on his website and YouTube channel, where he shares his insights and expertise with his followers. The article also mentions the interviewer's email list and social media presence, where readers can stay updated on daily news and avoid censorship. Overall, the article appears to be a promotional piece for Steve Judd and the interviewer's own work, rather than a discussion about the human genome or any related scientific topic. The title of the article is misleading, as it suggests a discussion about the human genome, but instead focuses on astrology and the work of Steve Judd. 9th, from Beyond Parody with Bridget Fetisi, Dumpster Fire 320 Mostly Unredacted Version. The United States is approaching its 250th anniversary, but the planned Freedom 250 celebration is facing significant setbacks. All the artists initially booked for the event have dropped out, leaving Vanilla Ice as the sole remaining performer. This collapse may be indicative of a larger cultural phenomenon, often referred to as a vibe shift, where societal attitudes and preferences are undergoing a significant change. The concept of woke culture, which had seemingly been less prominent in recent times, appears to be re-emerging. This resurgence may be contributing to the backlash against the Freedom 250 celebration, as some individuals and groups express dissatisfaction with the perceived tone and message of the event. The withdrawal of artists from the celebration suggests that they may be sensitive to the potential backlash and are choosing to distance themselves from the event. The situation highlights a broader trend, where many Americans are pushing back against what they perceive as lecturing or attempts to impose certain ideologies on them. This resistance is not limited to any particular demographic or group, but rather seems to be a widespread sentiment among ordinary citizens. The fact that Vanilla Ice is the only remaining performer at the Freedom 250 celebration may be seen as a reflection of this dynamic, as he is often viewed as a more neutral or apolitical figure. The implications of this vibe shift and the reemergence of woke culture are likely to be far-reaching, extending beyond the Freedom 250 celebration to other areas of American society and culture. As the country approaches this significant milestone, it remains to be seen how these trends will continue to evolve and shape the national conversation. The Freedom 250 celebration, despite its current challenges, may ultimately serve as a catalyst for a broader discussion about American identity and values. 10th, from the Adam Carolla Show, Classic Hash 1039, White Privilege Lung. Adam and Dr. Drew discussed health topics, starting with Dr. Drew's current bronchial issue. Adam used this as an example to argue that the immune system needs to be challenged in order to become stronger. He suggested that overprotecting oneself from germs and illnesses can actually have a negative effect on overall health. The conversation then shifted to taking calls from listeners. One caller was concerned about a mother's treatment plan, and Adam and Dr. Drew offered their insights and advice. They discussed the importance of finding a balance between protecting oneself from illness and allowing the immune system to develop naturally. Another caller reached out for help with an increasingly obsessive ex. Adam and Dr. Drew provided guidance on how to handle the situation, emphasizing the importance of setting boundaries and prioritizing one's own well-being. They also touched on the topic of white privilege, although the specifics of the conversation are unclear. The discussion on health and wellness continued, with Adam and Dr. Drew sharing their thoughts on how to maintain a strong immune system. They emphasized the need for a balanced approach, one that takes into account both the benefits of challenging the immune system and the risks of overexposure to illness. Overall, the conversation covered a range of topics, from health and wellness to relationships and personal growth. Adam and Dr. Drew offered their unique perspectives and advice, drawing on their own experiences and expertise. The discussion was informative and engaging, providing listeners with valuable insights and takeaways. That's the brief for today.